The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw its star at the rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus has it been written by the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is a shepherd of the people of Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He said to them, "Go to Bethlehem, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring word that I too may do him homage." After their audience, they sent with the king, they set out. And behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother's. They prostrated themselves and did homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
So now, on this, the first Sunday in the new year, and it's a very good time to do it, we begin with this beautiful feast of the Epiphany. And it's a beautiful story about, you know, three wise people coming to see the little baby in a crib. But if whether that is how it actually happened or not, or what's the... if that's a fact in history, isn't the important part. The important part of the Epiphany is the symbolism, what it symbolizes. And so it symbolizes many, many things, but we're going to pick out just maybe one, well, just a few this evening. The first thing we need to ask ourselves, who were these Magi, or what was the meaning of Magi? Well, sometimes they are described as astrologers, and other times as wise people, and other times as three kings. So we're not really sure, but that doesn't matter. It's what it symbolizes. And what it symbolizes is these people came from a distance, we're told, from the east. Now, interesting, if you go from Bethlehem and you go east, if you're going east, you're going that way here, but anyhow, if you go east, then you're going to a country, one of the countries you might be going to is Iran, which is very much in the news at the present time. So they came from the east. They came on a hazardous journey, a long and difficult journey, and they were following their intuition. Maybe that's a good interpretation for the guidance of a star. And the other thing is, we don't know what religion they were. So these are people with either no religion or some other kind of religion, and here they were coming to visit the Christ child, God. What's the symbolism there? The symbolism there is that they were on a search for the real God, the real meaning in life. And they found God, they eventually found this little baby in a cot or in a crib. So it was kind of interreligious. And the symbol is, Jesus didn't come just for us Catholics. We're not in the in group. He came for all. And if you remember, this gospel was being written by Matthew for the Jewish people. So that might have been upsetting to them. It was rather subversive. Because the Jews, like we do sometimes, we think we are the only ones who have the true faith. We're not. We think we're the chosen people, just like the Jews. But we're not. God chose us all. He makes no distinction. Now, the other symbolism, very important one for us, just like they were on a search, our lives ought to be a search for God. And I wonder, is it? I think many of us, we think, I have the faith, I come to Mass on a Sunday, and so I'm okay. But no, you're not. Our whole life ought to be a search for God, for our purpose in life. Why was I born? You were born as part of God's plan, whether you realize it or accept it or not. And so you got to work at that all through your life. Many people today, and sometimes maybe very young people, would say, I don't know who I am. I'm not sure who I am. Well, God helps you to find out who you are. We all need a commitment in life. And that's hopefully why you get married. Now you have somebody to be committed to, somebody to love, somebody to be close to. And that's where God comes in, to search for God. That's the purpose, one of the purposes ought to be in all our lives. So I ask you a question. Just for a moment, think, what is your idea of God today, here, this evening, compared to 10 years ago, even 5 years ago? Is there any difference, or are you carrying with you the same notion, concept, idea you had of God since the very beginning? I hope not. I hope not. If I can just be personal for a moment, I sometimes am amazed when I look back on 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and more so 20 years ago, where I am today in relation to God. It's a bit like being married. If you're not closer to your husband or wife today than you were 20 years ago, what has gone wrong? What's wrong? Because every day, if you're married, you ought to grow and increase in your love. And so when I look back, I think, well, I knew so little. I had such a bad notion of God 20, 30 years ago. Today, that has totally changed. I feel closer to God. I hopefully have a better relationship with God, just like you who are married. It's about building on that relationship. That's very important. And that comes through in the gospel this evening. They were on a search for God, a meaning in life, a purpose in life. So ask yourself, what gets you out of bed in the morning? What motivates you? Do you get out of bed in the morning just to get up and make more money, or to have 3 meals a day, even though they may be very nice meals? What really gets you going? And I often think, how do people cope with life who have no belief of any sort? How do you cope with all the terrible traumas and setbacks in life? Somebody was telling me just before Mass about somebody who has just been diagnosed with bone cancer. beginning of the new year, that person now faces into the new year with that news. He's a very good, great man. He's a great commitment to the Lord, and that will give him strength. But if he had no knowledge of the Lord or no commitment, I don't know how he would cope. I honestly don't. And I wouldn't regard myself as a particularly weak person, but I just don't know. We are lucky. You are blessed that you have God in your lives. Do you ever think of that? Do you ever thank God? Thank God, I have the faith. I have a belief in you. That's wonderful. Thank God every day for the gift of faith. Really do. And just one more little symbol, well, an important one. We're told that three wise men came and they brought other three wise people. There could have been some women there too. Well, no, there wasn't any women among them, because if there were, they would have got there much sooner, because being men, they wouldn't ask for directions and they were all over the place. So, and if there were women, they would have brought better gifts than gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They would have brought diapers and probably a casserole and so on. So we know there was no women among them, because women are much more practical, aren't they? Huh? Much more practical than men. Sorry, but we have to, you know, own up to that. So anyhow, they brought gifts. They brought gifts. And that brings up the question, and I meet people on a regular basis as a priest, and they come to me and say, I no longer find the church interesting, or I seem to have lost my faith. I don't seem fed by the church. Well, I don't always ask it because it's difficult, but it would cross my mind. Well, do you feed the church? And by that, I mean, what do you give? You only receive what you give. You're only fed by what you feed. If you don't give gifts, you'll never receive gifts. That's a fact, an absolute fact. So what do you put into life? Because if you don't invest in life, if you don't get involved in something. I mean, have you ever, maybe there's many of you here who have never got involved in any ministry of any sort. You never got involved maybe in any voluntary work. It might necessarily not be involved with the parish, but voluntary work, there's always people out there looking for help. And we need to get out of ourselves. Life is not all about me. I ought to be all about life and living life every day to the best of my ability, living it with enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Now that's a lovely word for you young people here this evening. Do everything enthusiastically. What does that really mean? Well, it comes from two Greek words, actually. It comes from the word en and the word theos. Theos is a Greek word for God, and en is in. So if you do everything enthusiastically, you're doing everything in God and for God, and you have God on your side. And that's the meaning of enthusiasm. Maybe it's a mean you never crossed your mind before, like the word for God comes from Greek theos, and that means the knowledge of God is theology. You see where it comes from. And the word theology, the Greek word for word or knowledge, is logos. Theologos, meaning knowledge of God. So do everything enthusiastically. And if you do, it'll be a great life. You'll feel fulfilled. Don't sleepwalk through life. And it's a lovely time to have a homily like this, the beginning of the new year. The new year is the beginning in all our lives. It may be the last year in our lives. We don't know. We do not know. So every day is a gift from God. Every day is valuable. And what you do with each day, with that gift, is your gift to God. And that's how, if you give, you'll receive. And you'll receive 100,000 times. We have the word of Jesus for that, more than you can ever give. So do your best. Make a new beginning, a new year. Doesn't matter how old you are, it's never, as the saying goes, it's never too late to begin. Huh?